in the 12th verse of the book of Luke, chapter 15. And the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Verse 30, if you would look at that, please, for us, so this will help set our setting for our text tonight. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Now I want to back up and just take this a little slower, so that you'll understand. I'm not saying that you don't understand, so you won't think I'm just trying to misrepresent something. But as soon as this, and this is the elder brother talking, thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Lord, touch us and help us tonight to preach your gospel. Hide us in the cross that we might speak as the oracles of God. We realize and know that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. No, God, I pray that the Holy Ghost convicting power of God's great Holy Ghost would move and reach out tonight and shake and stir and send great conviction and deep conviction, that souls would pray that there would be a move. And thank you for what you've been doing. Thank you for the time of refreshing. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost and all that you've done. We're looking to you now to help us in Christ's name. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach tonight to us, if you don't mind, the high cost of low living. The high cost of low living. If we would look, this young man had been given unto him from his father all that was his inheritance. And he gathered it all together. And he brought it to himself, or gathered it to himself. And he left home on a journey, going out to enjoy life. As he journeyed, he went to this far country. There in that far country, he wasted all of his inheritance. Everything that had been given to him, he squandered it away. I'm a true blue. First of all, I'm a Christian, born again, saved. Secondly, I'm a true blue, red-blooded, genuine, bona-fide American. And if you hear this is your problem, not mine, I have very little respect for Dodge drafters. Flag burners, either I wouldn't vote for him if he is going to be the king of England and the king of 90 other countries. Amen. It's like I told our representative over home some time ago, and of course him and me's been buddies, but you understood that word, have been. And I finally got to him. He wasn't wanting me to, but I did. Any other time I could call him, and he was right ready to return the call. And everything else, but he was trying to get that dockside gambling down there in Mobile, and I was wanting to talk to him, and some way or another, he always stayed busy, but he wasn't too busy on some other situations was on, but anyway, I finally got to him, and we finally got together and talked, and I told him, I said, J.E., if they don't nobody else run against you, the last time is unopposed. And you about don't hear nothing like that in a big old county like Mobile County with somewhere around 1.5-2 million people. And here's our representative. I said, J.E., if they don't nobody else run against you, so help me, I'll run against you. For I'll let you go in unopposed to let you know I oppose dockside gambling. Of course, he already knew that. That's why he didn't want me to get with him. this thing of flag burning and Dodge drafting and don't want to be nothing and just ain't. Amen. It just, as some of them old Mississippians would say, it don't crank my tractor. No. This young man left with everything that he had. All he could get in his eyes was a good time. Having a ball. Let's enjoy it. Let's just go ahead with the program and don't worry about what's going to happen a little later on. Just hang on with me. I hope I'll go somewhere. If I don't, it won't be the first time I never went nowhere. He didn't think about tomorrow. Let us eat and drink today, for tomorrow we forget it. Let's go. Amen. No thought of the future. No planning ahead. Praise God. Well, let me say this. We are in the biggest turmoil and problems in America tonight because, and I speak as a broad sense, because so many of our folks don't plan ahead. Amen. And he takes his substance, his inheritance. He squanders them away, not realizing that I'm going to need these things someday. In the scriptures, we find out that the famine does not come till after he's broke. When he spent all, there arose a mighty famine after he was broke. Amen. You see, when everything was going good, he didn't think about this thing could change. It might not always be this way. Now, for the older folks, and I'm not that old, I was going to tell y'all last night, lots of folks asked me how old I am. Some of them, of course, some of them, thanks, have been around quite a while. And several folks kept wanting to know how old, and I was going to tell them last night, and scripturally, how old I was. I'm old enough to still, young enough to still have a vision, for the young men shall have vision and the old men shall dream dreams. I believe God still can do things. Hallelujah. I'm looking at it. If we'll just continue on, God's going to do something for us. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to look at this as what God can do and what God is doing. Praise God. Here's a young man that didn't have no vision. All he could think of is for right now, for this very hour, for this very time. No thought far ahead. Not even ant sense, if you look at the Bible. Amen. Not even the much sense as a little ant. In the summer he stored up for the winter. Hallelujah. And yet he's got 5 years of college. I'm just saying that now, paraphrasing on him. He's got all kinds of education. He can work all the computers. He can come out looking like some other, you know, spaced out. I mean, he's got so much till he hadn't got nothing to realize. There's coming ahead a time ahead what you got. Hear me now, hear me now. The high cost of low living. As he journeys, he goes down, down, down. And we read where he says, I shall arise. He's down. But brother, he's lost everything he's had. It's took him down, down, down. While I like to say thank God for every soul's being saved, while I still believe there's an opportunity for us to have a revival, have a camp meeting, have a move of God, but the general trend of America tonight is down, 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 down. Amen. I'm still seeing folks saved. Oh, yes. But as a great vast majority of America is down, down, down. Our morals have gone down. Yes, sir. While our living standards have gone up, we have lost and losing. Losing things that used to we counted and esteemed higher than our cars and our houses, and it was our standard. I told some of the young folks here a while back, boy, it just about blows their mind, but it's the fact. And Brother Archie knew my mother-in-law. I called her Granny Miss Lizabelle. I remember when I started dating Sister Joanne, and her and some of the girls, well, young folks had a cookout there at the house, had a hamburger deal and a cookout, and I went over there. Of course, you know, it's because I was dating her, and they had the hamburgers out there. I was cooking them, and Joanne got a quilt out the car and just laid down the grass. And I was as far as from here to that Leslie there, maybe not a little farther away from her. And she got on that quilt, her and one of my girlfriends. Of course, back then, you know, girls didn't wear pantsuits too much, and especially, hallelujah, my wife didn't. I was a good ways away. Well, she just sat out on that quilt so she wouldn't mess up her dress. And her mama come to the door and looked out, and she was 19. And Miss Lizabelle snatched that door open, stepped out there. She said, young lady, you get up from there right now. I'll come out there and whip you all the way in this house and whip you when I get you in here. She got up. And I said, nowadays, they can go stay 2 or 3 weeks when I'm on the beach. Amen. Don't shout. I want to preach to you a little bit about the high cost of low living. Hallelujah. There was a time when we counted virtue more than we counted money. There was a time when we esteemed morals higher than we esteemed the worldly possessions. Hey! Listen tonight, while these things are taking place, and I'm sorry to say, but it's happening among our church world. Over there in Mobile, they had a lockup one weekend. Yeah, they did. Uh-huh. But they didn't lock things tight enough. But listen tonight. In this day that we live in, while we are bringing ourselves down, we don't stop to realize the cost and the price. May I say to you tonight, dear friend, if you're anticipating backsliding, stop and count the cost of what it's going to cost you to get out of church. I told some of them, I said if I wanted to, I couldn't backslide. Why, you want them once in the grass, always in the grass. Yeah, long as you stay in the grass. Praise God. How about I told them all of, for 30-something years, I preached. Now I'm an old man. Don't nobody want to hire an old man that don't have a special trade. How about preaching? Don't nobody too much want nothing. How about a good and a bad preacher? So I just can't afford to do nothing. But go on, number one. God has has been too good to me. Everything I got, I attribute it to him. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, the shoes that I wear, the suits that I got, the car that I drive, the house I live in, everything I got, it has been the bountiful hands of a great and a mighty God. Hallelujah. God, help me not to lower myself in the gospel and in the ways of the Lord, and in these last years and days lose and squander away and lose everything that God has blessed me with. Hey, stop, my friend, and consider what it'll cost you to go down. Consider how much it'll cost you to leave the house of the Lord. A lot of you people, I've known you for years and years and years. I knew you when you was in that old house unpainted. I knew you when you was in that little house where Wilbert is living and build a fine home. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, we cannot afford to go down. It'll cost us too much to do anything but stay with the Lord. Amen. Some years ago, and it's been some now, I went into Toombs County. And then I went to another county. And Brother Archie talking about Sister Frances feeding preachers. I said, yep, she's fed me a hamburger or so along the route. And Brother Archie's told it and laughed and cut up about it. Kind of tickles me now, too, after it's over. But I was preaching in a certain place, and you talking about it, I wasn't having nothing to eat. I'm telling you right now. And Brother Archie come over there, and I was hollering, this was one of them forced fasts. Praise God. And hollering and really hungry, but I wasn't saying nothing. I was just letting it come as my lot. And in that old fancy school bus that I had without air conditioning. Amen. Without a shower. A lot of other things I can name. Gifts of $650. I mean, I paid a lot of money for that thing. Couldn't have paid that. Brother Harold hadn't given me $100 on it. And then I had to finance the rest of it 2 years. Praise God. Noah Zahle and the rest of them helped me around here. And we made it through, Brother Zahle. Hallelujah. But I remember old Brother Archie coming over there that night. After church, he said to me, he said, you going over to the house, said, Francis is going to cook you some hamburgers. I said, Brother Archie, I'll just say, now don't argue with me. Francis is cooking you some hamburgers. And you just come on and you're going to my house. Well, we went into Sister Francis, and Sister Francis fired it up and went to cooking. What was it, 5 or 6 or 8 that night? Hallelujah. What are you saying? I'm saying God has blessed us. God has blessed us in our individual life. God has blessed us to have good churches with carpet. God has blessed us to have a good campground. God has blessed us to have good facilities. As Brother Joel Howell has said 3 or 4 times, my, what facilities. My, how good and how blessing y'all have been, and what a blessing. How God has blessed you. Oh, can we but say amen to that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember when old Brother Joe Padgett lived in that little old place over yonder. I remember when Brother Wimbrick lived over yonder, and we plucked chickens, hens, if you please, and eat what we could. Hallelujah. And glad to get them. Oh, brother. But all it'll take
I could lose it all is turn away from the Father and turn away from Him who has blessed and gave us what we have. Hallelujah. Listen, I wished every Allentown member drove a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini. I wished every one of them made $1 million a year. Yes, sir, just as long as they'd stay saved and put God in top priority and not use Him for a crutch and a secondary. Hear me tonight. I'm coming to somebody. I'm going whole right up close to you tonight. Brother, God's fixing to shake your limb. God's fixing to pull the rug out from under you. God's fixing to take away everything you got and leave you with nothing because you won't worship Him and turn to Him and put Him first. And the one that blessed you, you're walking away with your substance. You'll waste them and be in poverty.
You hear me? I got where I'm scared to see our folks prosper. Hey, people go to church less now than they did when they lived poor.
Man, you're a fool. Don't you know that? And I'm just, the Bible speaks about it. Don't be foolish. How can we not stop and realize it has been He that has blessed us? And the last thing we want to do is get away from showing our love and appreciation and our respect for Him and for His house. Hallelujah. Isn't it something how some folks can lay out a church on prayer meeting night? Oh, isn't it something how some folks can never get excited over nothing except over making money and over trying to get material things? There was a time that people put God first. I'm still saying that should be our top priority, lest it cost us more than we want to pay. But paying we will. Give it to me. I want it. I'm wanting to get out. I'm wanting to get farther away. And yonder He went down, down, down. When you go to backing up on God, you're going to go one way, and it's only one way, and that's down, that's down, that's down. Oh, God, stir our souls. Stir us here tonight. Great Lord, have mercy. If somehow we could stop and realize it, it's been God that's blessed us, God that's helped us, that God has brought us where we are. Hallelujah. And we say, God, above and beyond it all, You're first in my life. Going to church is my priority. Living for You is my priority.
Don't you never doubt I could call you some names of folks that's got more money than some of y'all got, and they're bankrupt today. I know a man well. I'm talking about, sure enough, well. 27 houses under construction at one time. God saved him. He was growing tobacco and working as a sharecropper. And he said, I can't do this and be a Christian. I agree with him. Amen. Amen. I don't see how you can grow it if you can't use it. Let the husbandman be first partakers of the fruit. That ain't on my notes, but there you are right there. Hallelujah. And he wasn't no special carpenter, but he done away with it and moved out. Got him an old saw and got him a hammer and went to doing just minor repairs and things that nobody else would do. God got to bless him. And He blessed him and He blessed him and He blessed him. And as I rode with him that day, I said to him, how many houses have you got under construction? 5 crews are working under him at one time. And he said, I have 27 houses under construction. 3 different restaurants held his account. His wife never cooked. That was one of the problems. And always had a new car and running up and down the road. And never had to do nothing but shop and run here and run yonder. Hey, man. But let me tell you, brother, the time come when he said to me as we travel, he said, Brother Neil, he said, I've got more as much money as they'll let me put in 3 different banks. He said, I don't know exactly how much I am worth all total. Who you talking about? I'm talking about old boy that about 14 years back had got saved and quit sharecropping. Yes, just a poor man. And God blessed him. I want you to notice here, brother, this boy didn't leave empty-handed. He didn't leave with an empty bag thrown over his shoulders. But he had plenty. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded to believe he had on beautiful clothes. He had on shoes, maybe the latest style. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, yes. He had everything that was going in that day. Everything that looked good. But let me say, he started down, down, down. Oh, Lord, have mercy. America tonight at large is going down. While we are so money hungry, while we are so craving for wealth and for gain, 1,600,000 little babies died this last year from abortion. Great Lord, tell me it ain't costing us something for the life and the lifestyle that we are living. Hey, 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 hey. Yes, 1,600,000 babies were aborted this last year because somebody didn't want a precious little darling child to be brought in this world. Some mother thought more of her form of her body than life itself and snuffed it out. Oh, hear me now, hear me now.